Healthy Heartbeat. My name is Emma and I'll be sharing with you today. Well, we've been speaking for the last few weeks about God's abundant grace and about His kindness and how in our lives we can show kindness to others. And today I just want to focus on the power of kindness. How kindness is so powerful that it can affect our lives when we show kindness and it can affect those around us. There are many ways that we can be kind because it encompasses so much. Kindness is about being generous, being loving, being compassionate, thinking of others. It's listening. It's changing your direction. It's taking time for people. It's putting others first. It's being merciful. It's caring for others. It's showing grace when it's not deserved. And it's being patient. If we are truly kind, then kindness has the power to make other people's lives more bearable, less miserable, to restore who they are, and even to produce joy. It tells someone they are valued. I just want to give you 3 points today about the power of kindness. And the first point is that kindness has the ability to transform lives. We'll say that again. Kindness has the ability to transform lives. I don't know about you, but for me, when significant things have happened in my life, I remember them. And some of the significant things that I can remember in my life is when someone's been mean to me or someone was kind to me. Because kindness is powerful. It can transform us. Kindness has the ability to restore dignity to a person, to give someone respect. It can show compassion. It says you're valued. Kindness says you matter. Who you are matters. Kindness shows love. And kindness changes hearts and it softens hearts. Many years ago, I used to work in an office. And when I first started there, within the first week, I was being shown around to who was in which office, and I was in my little cubicle. And when we got there on the first day, there was someone who wasn't in their office. And I was introduced and said, well, this person stays there, but we don't talk to him because he doesn't really like us very much. He wears earplugs and doesn't really like it when we're chatting in the office. So we just don't talk to him. So don't even worry about him when you get here. And the first week he wasn't there. So when I rocked up at work, I'd say hello to everyone else. And I didn't need to say hi to him because he wasn't there. But then I remember the week he came in and I remember getting to work and thinking to myself, no, I'm not going to be like everyone else. That's not who I'm called to be. I'm going to say hello when I walk in. So I did. I went around and I said hello to this gentleman, just kind of popped my head into the office door, said, hi, hope you're having a good day. And then did the same to everyone else and then went to my chair. And I remember he came out of his office, took the earplugs out and came up to my little cubicle and said, did you just say hello to me? And I said, yeah, how are you going? It's nice to meet you. Hello. And he smiled at me. He was happy. We from then on had conversation. He was easy to talk to. He even gave me work to do for him, which shows a lot of trust because he was willing to give me something to look at for him. And I knew that being kind is who I'm called to be, who God wants me to be, and that changed him. Now, it was just a small little example. But being kindness has the power to transform. The second thing about kindness and how powerful it is that kindness makes us more like Christ. We are transformed and changed when we are kind. When we're kind, it shows something of our hearts. It transforms us to be genuine and sincere for others. Earlier in the year, I heard of a devastating story of a group of children who were walking down the street to get an ice cream, and a drunk driver came and hit into this crowd of children, and 4 of them were killed. 3 of them were siblings. There was a brother and 2 sisters, and the other one was their cousin. And everyone was devastated by this story when they heard it on the news. They were shocked at it. And the 3 siblings who were killed, they were the eldest of another 3. So in total, these parents had 6 children. And just like that, 3 of them had been wiped out. But their parents are strong, faithful Christian people. And a few days after that accident, the mother actually went back to the scene where it happened. And there were all these reporters around her. And they're asking her how she felt. And this is what she said. She said, right now, I can't hate him, the drunk driver. That's not who we are. I think in my heart I forgive him, but I want the court to be fair, she said at the same time. And then later at the funeral, the priest said these words. Layla, who's the mum, you said the words of forgiveness that stunned the world because that doesn't just come from something human. That comes from something divine, he said. And I remember when she said those words, because I saw them on the news, the journalists were amazed. Like, they couldn't get over it. I was moved by, you know, I can talk a lot about wanting to forgive, but to actually show that kindness, that love to someone, wow. Everyone was moved by that story. This woman who's putting kindness into action in such a devastating situation. I was moved, the world was moved. And she became more like Christ by showing that kindness. And that leads me to the third point, which is kindness allows us to be Christ to others. How much was she Christ to that man who's killed her children? You know, we are called to be God's loving kindness to others. Each of us have the opportunity every day, every week to be kind. And we have the opportunity to make a choice to reject evil, to reject bitterness, and to be kind to someone. And maybe to be kind to people who don't deserve it. That's the kindness challenge, to be kind to someone who doesn't deserve it, to go beyond what the world would call kind, to be like this mum who showed us what it's like. Whether it's being kind to a rebellious child, maybe a bitter ex-husband, maybe a demanding boss or an angry co-worker, that's who God calls us to be. In the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 13, it says this, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Now, this verse tells us that we need to make a choice to be kind. It says the words, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness. You know, when I clothe myself, I put something on. We have to choose to put on kindness to be kind. And that's the point where it's hard to put on kindness that we can ask the Holy Spirit to come and to help us to live out that kindness. Where, as this priest said, for the mum who gave the words of forgiveness that stunned the world, they said that it doesn't just come from something human, it comes from something divine. It's the Holy Spirit, that something divine that allows us to be kind like Christ is. Now, I just want to finish with this story. Many years ago, I got an invitation, a message from a friend who I went to high school with, who invited me to their wedding. And I hadn't seen her for a few years, but she said, I'd love you to come. And so I just messaged back and said, oh, I'll try, you know, let me know the dates, etc. I'd love to come. And she said to me when she replied again to say, yeah, Emma, you were so kind to me in high school. I don't know how I would have gotten through high school without you. I remember thinking, oh gosh, okay, that's very nice. And then she continued in her message and said, I remember the night I called you and I was crying on the phone because those girls were being mean to me. And you said that I could come and sit with you at lunchtimes at high school. And so I did. And she said, I wouldn't have gotten through high school without your kindness. And the thing is, I don't really remember that conversation, but the words and the actions of being kindness did something in her life that 20 years later, she's inviting me to her wedding. Wow. And I don't say that to hold myself up, but to say that that's who God calls us to be. And I certainly don't get it right all the time. But when we do, it has the power to transform someone, to make their life better, to give them some joy, to restore dignity to them and their respect and their value. And so I just ask you this week, take up the kindness challenge again. Be kind to someone else and you'll find that you are transformed to be more like Christ as you are Christ to others. So let's pray. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, loving Father, you showed us first how to be kind. Just pray that you would guide us. Holy Spirit, you would come and live in our hearts so that we can be kind in those situations where it is so very difficult, Lord God. Help us to show your love to others through our words and through our actions and how we're kind. Thank you, Lord, for always being there for us. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.